welcome to The Squeal, PIC's swine management podcast featuring in-depth conversations on topics that matter to you. PIC is the global leader in swine genetics. At PIC, our goal is to make our customers the most successful pig producers by providing them with the best genetics. We know our business success depends on yours. This is part three of a three-part series on managing for best access to nutrition. And, as you'll hear today, one key management concern may not be the most obvious. Management ideas for feeding to maximize genetic potential. Our special guest is Ben Harborough, Director of Feed and Nutrition at Iowa Select Farms, PIC's Ilya Zupsov, Technical Support for the Ukraine, Russia, and parts of Asia, Nat Stass on the Wean to Finish Technical Service Team, along with nutritionist Wayne Cast, to discuss ensuring a free-flowing and optimum quality water supply.
My name is Nat Stass. I'm on the Wean to Finish Technical Service Team.
Ilya Zupsov. And I'm with technical support.
Wayne Cast, and I help PIC with some of their nutrition programs.
Ben Habrill, Director of Feed and Nutrition at Iowa Select Farms.
Switching gears, another nutrient, water. What do I need to know about water? How do I make sure that I've got capacity? What's your checklist?
I can go ahead and start that area. I think water, we talked about one water for every 10 to 12 pigs throughout the entire turn. I think there's definitely some benefit to kicking on that wet dry feeder and help, forcing the pigs to get their water from that through a period of time. But we want to be cautious with that, when pigs get big and when it gets hot out, we may want to then kick on supplemental water in addition to our wet dry feeder. And we typically recommend something when pigs are bigger than, say, 200 pounds and it's hotter than 85 degrees out. So kind of the meat of the summer. And then in terms of flow rate, we're looking at, 500 milliliters a minute for a nursery pig, and then a right around 1,000 for a finisher pig. So I don't know, Ilya, if you have any comments to add there.
Every time I deal with the new farm design, I recommend to use the drinkers that are adjustable. Okay, and then also you have to think of, is it a nipple or is it a bowl or swing? Because, these three different types of feeders, they will also affect the production results, right? I mean, they will affect average daily gain and feed conversion, and we know there are trials over there, proving that. So the water wastage is different with nipple and a bowl.
They have the least water wastage with a wet dry feeder.
Yes.
And then a cup is next best,
and then nipples are worst. Was number three.
But what why that nipple management height is important? Tell them why that height's important.
To me, the height is important because if you look at the pattern, how it needs to drink the water needs to be a little bit higher than the pig's head. So, the shoulder, right? But again, it depends on the type of the drinker. But the pig needs to kind of look up a little bit so the water just flows nicely into the pig without wastage.
Yep. In terms of a swing nipple or a fixed one where, it depends on whether you have a 90 degree angle or a 45 degree angle
or
on that as well.
Or wherever it is, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that is important. And when we think of the manure disposal and lagoon management, I know there is a lot of pressure around the world now we need less manure, right? So here you think about water usage, and water wastage is something you have to manage. And to me, you manage your water wastage through drinker design, your height of the drinker, and also the water flow, as Nat mentioned.
And I think it's important. I think water is one of those things that is going to be a way of the future somewhat in that, we don't want to overlook that as a nutrient for one. It's the most important nutrient, depending on if you consider air a nutrient or not. And from there, I think we've talked a lot this week about we're going to get to a point where we have so much data and what are we going to do with that data. And I think one of those areas is within water. And so if we could start to better understand say feed to water ratios, how much water do they drink versus how much feed do they drink? And again, it's dictated on what style drinker you have, your flow rates, etc.
It also depends on the age of the pigs, right? I mean, the water to feed ratio is higher with the smaller pigs than it's with the bigger pigs.
Yep, smaller pigs need more gallons of water for each pound of feed they eat versus a larger pig. So I think as we better understand that, we narrow those down, then we can start to measure that on a frequent basis in the barn, and then really start to predict growth rates and when barns are going to close out and things like that. Because if we know how much water they're drinking and we have accurate information in terms of their water to feed ratio, we should then know how much feed they're eating. We can then say, is that meeting budget, you know, our budgeted formulation budget there? And then in addition to that, you know, how fast should they be growing, and are we meeting that? So I think it's an area that's quite a bit unknown right now, but a lot of people are starting to measure it to kind of narrow that area down some.
So monitoring the flow of water so that they would know how many gallons are going into that barn.
And measure it with feed usage and water use, and you know, just measure it all together. And you know, also to me, we can have the perfect situation on the farm, but if your water quality is you know, let's say bad, I mean, it can ruin everything. And, you know, we have clear recommendations on the water quality, and, you know, they can be found in our nutrient specs.
Water's it's a kind of a funny thing that in that you can get it tested lots of places, but trying to find somebody that really understands what those results mean and what the pig could tolerate, that's a little tricky. I'm looking, there's going to be a presentation next spring, and I'm already looking forward to it, by John Patience, on water quality and the importance of it, because we really don't know. I don't know as much as I think I would like to.
Well, yeah, me too. And you know, but I personally never had any problems with water quality, you know, in 12 years working with pigs.
There is starting to be people are cleaning water lines out on some kind of a scheduled basis, and that's a little different than water quality. You know, you get crud buildup, biofilm, and crap build up in your lines, and so then that impedes your water flow. And so I think, Nat, you've recommended people do it twice a year in a wean to finish barn. So
And what's that process?
I mean, there's various, you know, commercialized products out on the market now, but you know, things like bleach and citric acid, I mean, it somewhat depends on what kind of water quality you have, or what some of the biofilms you're facing are, what product you may use. But again, there's different products out there that are, again, bleach-based or citric acid-based. And, yeah, I'd say, you know, probably minimum you want to do it annually. You know, I really try to recommend that, you know, when you're turning that barn, you're turning a wean-to-finish barn twice a year. So, you know, really shoot for doing it twice a year. You may have to do it more or less frequently, depending on what your water quality is.
Or if you're running very much stuff through your water lines, like medications or supplements or electrolytes or that stuff, food for the slime.
Yeah. Ben, experience with water quality issues?
You know, for us, mostly they're, you know, associated with, you know, things that we've put through the water line that we need to clean up, more so than we've seen any necessarily water quality impacting performance. Now, there's situations where, you know, there might be iron in the water or something along that line that you try to control so that you have less water disruptions from, you know, whether that's the well pump getting plugged up with rust or iron. And, you know, there's different applications of different products that can help with that, to keep it clean, essentially, or improve the chances or lifetime of those systems. Those would be largely what we've, you know, seen or focused on. Certain areas that, you know, could have like a high sodium situation, and watching out, you know, with wean pigs with them and what you're doing there. But largely, I would say that we haven't seen where certain qualities of water have drastically changed performance or anything. It's mostly been a function of the water quality has impacted, you know, flow rate or water availability to the pig. That's been the major, you know, issue.
Flow rate, we go in with a measuring cup and we hold the nipple down, and in a minute we should have. Is that how that works?
So usually, you know, we recommend using like a 100-milliliter cup. To be honest with you, a lot of farms have those paint can lids, or just paint cans that you use for marking pigs for treatments or for selection, you know, when you come to marketing, whichever. Those paint can lids, the white paint can lids, tend to be just under the lip, about 100 milliliters. If you fill that up in 6 seconds in a finisher barn or a wean to finish barn, that'll get you about 1,000 milliliters a minute. And in 12 seconds in a nursery, would get you about 500 milliliters a minute. So that's predominantly what we want to shoot for. So you just, you know, I would say test 10 to maybe 20% of the waters, you know, at any given time periodically throughout the turn. And then, you know, obviously fix them and adjust them as needed. Those white paint can lids do tend to have, oftentimes they have a hole in the bottom of it.
So you
just a little hole, so yeah. You just hold your finger over it. So it doesn't just drain
and, you know,
right
I was,
out either.
I was on the farm, you know, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I actually took one of those caps and I measured the cap, and it was exactly 125 milliliters.
125.
And then I just wanted to add to that, you know, when you measure your water flow, you want to make sure you measure it. You also measure it at the far end of your water line.
Yeah.
Not only so you measure it, you know,
worst case,
somewhere in the beginning, in the middle, and you go to the far pan and measure it there as well.
Nipple screens. I'm thinking the back end of the nipple's got screens on it, and as that gets gommed up, so when we check those, yes. We check everyone. You said once a turn, which I'm sure is not a common occurrence.
No, I wouldn't say it's very frequent at all. Usually, we walk down the center aisle and we make sure the slats are wet underneath the water or wherever, and we say, "Yep, that water's working just fine."
And that's the danger. I'll let you finish, Matt.
Well, no, that's about what I was going to say. But yeah, we don't actually actively measure it on a very frequent basis.
And you know, there's one more, let's say, issue, a problem with the nipple itself that I face sometimes. The nipple is not straight. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be, you know, like that nipple that the pig needs to.
Yeah, it can be twisted one way.
Yeah,
or the
it
other.
Can be twisted. You know.
Oh yeah.
See what I mean?
Because it bites, so it's got a bevel on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's you have the nipple in the nipple, right? With the what you call it, the small thing that the pig needs to touch.
Trigger or something.
A trigger, right? And this trigger needs to be straight. Sometimes it's twisted.
But that's a good point about the screens too, because if we back up to flushing water lines, you know, if you haven't flushed water lines in a couple years or maybe forever, the lifetime of the barn. There may be some serious biofilm buildup in there, and so if you get into flushing them and cleaning those water lines out, you may have to remove a lot of those nipples to let that water and that biofilm flush out before they're put back in.
Joining us on the Squeal for this Access to Nutrition series was Ben Harborough with Iowa Select Farms, PIC's Nat Stass, and Ilya Zupsov with Wayne Cast. You're welcome to share these podcasts widely in your organization. In fact, we encourage it. For PIC, the international leader of continuous genetic improvement in swine breeding stock and in world-class technical support to the global pork supply chain, I'm Ned Arthur. Thanks for joining us.